Greetings, this is Paige Estrotori at Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap for Tuesday, 3rd of September, 2024. Our first story today sees a sharp rise in insurance costs, led significantly by Western Australia. The surge in premiums for home, contents, and motor insurance has placed additional strain on already tightened household budgets across the region. Sadly, the brunt of this burden has heightened existing economic inequalities, forcing residents into tough financial decisions. Consumer advocates are calling for an urgent collaboration among stakeholders. They propose reform measures including annual premium caps and clear communication to prevent the widening of these economic disparities. On to our second story that highlights the need for full disclosure in insurance applications. A dispute involving a 2014 Maserati Gran Turismo concluded unfavorably for the owner when insurance claim was refused due to non-disclosure of multiple traffic offenses. QBE Insurance argued that had the owner, a business director known as TL, fully disclosed all infringement history, the Maserati would not have been insured from the start. This underlines the importance of full disclosure, especially with high-value vehicles. In other news, the local insurance sector sees a hopeful shift towards a reduction in household insurance losses. According to the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, profits in the industry rose to $1.41 billion during the March quarter, up from $938 million in the previous quarter. Notably, losses in short-tail household insurance improved significantly, along with a decrease in claims. This uptrend reflects the resilience of our insurance sector even amidst challenges. And finally, the news from the UK is a stark reminder of the consequences of insurance fraud. Serial fraudster Joel Matibi has been sentenced to 20 months in jail for lodging multiple fraudulent home insurance claims. Matibi used several aliases to secure insurance policies and submit false claims totaling over AU$22,000. This sentence serves as a stern warning to potential fraudsters within the insurance sector. And that rounds up your weekly insurance news wrap. Remember, for all your personal and business insurance needs, visit Financial Services Online at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori wishing you a secure and productive week. Stay informed and stay insured.